Bava Metzia, Perk Ches, Mishnah Zayin, 8-7, and more on the rights of a tenant. So we say here, Hamaskir Bais L'Chavero. If one rents out an apartment or a home to a fellow, so what is the responsibility of the landlord? Hamaskir Chayev Badeles, Baneger, Uvumanul, Uvuchol Davar, Shema Seuman. The landlord is required to provide a deles, a door, and a neger. A neger is like a bolt to lock the door from the inside. Umanul, that's a lock to like lock the door from the outside. Uvuchol davar shemasa uman, and any other kind of infrastructure which only can be done by a professional. So the Gemara gives examples like the windows. If the windows don't work, aval davar she'enu masa uman, things that are not don't need specially trained workers to do. Hasocher oseho, the owner, the renter, he does it. So the Gemara gives an example. For example, they would plaster their roofs every year to make sure they're watertight. That doesn't take any specific, you know, training, so the tenant is expected to do it himself. Now, there is an important machlokas here between the Rama and the Gra. The Rama understands this is a one-time thing. You give a person an apartment, it has to be in working order, and after that, the tenant is required to maintain it, and if, I don't know, the locks don't work, he has to fix it himself. The Gra says, no, these basic things which require Maestro Uman are the responsibilities of the landlord, and therefore, any time during the whole period of the rental, the landlord would have to fix things like the locks and so on. Anything that's Maas Oman that needs required, you know, that requires special training, you know, the plumbing, the electric, and so on. Again, what actually is the halacha lamaisa lamaisa would depend on what's the common practice and the statute of that locale, which is really overrides the Mishnah anyways. Now, a new part of the Mishnah. If you rent an apartment to someone, typically the way they had their urban planning, that in front of the apartments they had a common area called a chatzer, like a front yard that was shared by everybody. It was the place where they did their cooking, and they had their stoves and ovens there, but also they did all sorts of other, you know, work. If they needed to fix or make or do something, it all happened really in the shared chatzer in the front. And it seems from Mishnah here that the chatzer was sort of also accessible often to just random people. So the question is, if a landlord rents an apartment to a tenant and he doesn't include in the rental like ownership of the chatzer in front, the courtyard in front, so of course the tenant can use the chatzer. First of all, he has to be able to walk through it so he can access his apartment, but also it's safe to assume he was entitled to use it for his other, you know, needs, outdoor needs like cooking and baking, so he'll have access to the oven and stove. That'll be his private oven and stove, but the rest of the land doesn't belong to him really. It remains the property of the landlord. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, Hazevel shel bal habayis. If some random third party has animals passing on through the chatzer and the animals leave some manure, so who gets claim to the manure to use it as fertilizer? The answer is the landlord and not the tenant. We're not talking here about the manure that's produced from the tenant's animals. The tenant himself wouldn't be mafkir, wouldn't abandon rights to his manure, so he could take it himself. But the assumption is that the other randoms who pass their animals through the chatzer, whatever mess they left, it can be safely assumed to have been abandoned. Therefore, the landlord can take possession of it. The ein l'socher, as for the renter, what's he have rights to? He only has rights, ela hayotze min ha-tanur u'min ha-kirayim bilvad. Just what he can extract from the oven and stove, meaning if there's assumed to be like an oven and stove in the chatzer, that's for the use of the tenant. It was normal in the time of the Mishnah, the tenant would have like private rights to that. And therefore, if some random third party used the stove or oven, and at the bottom of the stove oven there's ashes, and those ashes are useful as fertilizer, so who has rights to those ashes? The answer is the renter. Since it's his stove and his oven, and in normal circumstances, if there's any ash at the bottom, they belong to him, the renter, and not the landlord. Again, this is all, you know, assuming there's no overriding customs of what is really done in that time and place. And obviously today we do things very differently, so it's hard to say anyways what the halach lamaisa is whatsoever.